From parenting and relationships, to work and moments that occasionally make us question adulthood, The In-Betweeners is for everyone navigating life somewhere between I've got this and what on earth am I doing. The In-Betweeners with Dylan Berger on High FM.
Kalabusha. My name is Dylan Berger and you are listening to The In-Betweeners, our very, very first show. Our first guest is in studio already and I'm very, very excited to be speaking to him. I know, in case you don't, Joshua is the founder of Brewski Coffee, a coffee specialty company dedicated to bringing people together through exceptional coffee, serving cafes, restaurants, wholesale clients, and businesses across South Africa. Brewski is built on the passion for quality entrepreneurship and community. Joshua's vision is to create a meaningful and opportunities one cup at a time. Josh Grabowski, thank you for joining us. Great to have you here.
It's great to be here. Thank you so much, Dylan.
Listen, man, you know, I must be honest, when I was a kid, I can't remember there being too many takeaway coffee places around. Now, you can drive in a kilometre and say, what's going on? Why are we so addicted? Why do we love coffee so much? I mean, I must be honest, I'm a huge fan of coffee. So, like, why? Why do we love it so much?
I think if you're looking at the generational impact of coffee and the way it's come about, we're looking at, not to say that it's the modern smoking, but it's a point where people can connect, whether you... Yeah. Sitting around a table, having a coffee with a friend, you know, going out for coffee. You know, there's always the idea of, like, let's meet for a coffee. Let's go out for a coffee.
Sure, true.
It's just a place that people come around and they connect. Seasonal hot beverage. People want something delicious, you know, to have in season. That's always an option. Let's go out for a nice hot warm cup of coffee. But in general, it's really an international concept. Sure. Anywhere in the world. You fly to London, you fly to Mumbai, Australia. It's something that's very common across the world, and that is it's a cup of coffee.
So is it still so as popular as it always has been, or are other beverages slowly starting to come up? Like, I know matcha is now getting very popular. Is it still as popular as it always has been, or is it a little bit on the decline?
Listen, I think coffee is the standard. It'll always be something that's very popular. You do see a resurgence of other types of drinks, but also new drinks on the market. Matcha has been around for a very long time. Traditional Japanese tea, but it's made, let's call it, you know, with the health benefits of matcha versus a coffee.
Right.
Matcha's a long-sustained caffeine versus an instant hit when you get your coffee. And some people say that because matcha has long-term health benefits and even short-term healthier benefits than coffee. That it's got a resurgence among amongst the younger generation.
Interesting.
Also, the colouring is very vibey, it's very
cool. Sure. No.
So
good point.
When we look at a cup of coffee versus a cup of matcha, both are actually very healthy for you. So if we're looking at coffee in terms of caffeine and you know, all those different elements, coffee is a very healthy drink and it's got long-term health benefits. But some people say that the matcha gives them a sustained caffeine throughout the day.
Interesting.
And the look and feel, I think, with the younger generation, it's you know, it's something exciting, something dynamic and something new.
So take me through the journey a little bit. You know, many people talk about starting their own business. They talk about taking that leap. They started maybe as a side hustle and then they, you know, go all in. I mean, you've done it. I mean, you are, you know, you're your own boss, you run your own business. Like, what gave you the courage to take that leap to, like, actually go for it?
Yeah, listen, I think it's not that we've done it. I think we're still doing it.
Oh, good, yeah.
Entrepreneurship is something that every day we meet with challenges and with new opportunities on the other hand, and it's something that we've got to, enable ourselves to be very fluid. Mm. I think that's something that I've learned. You have to be very fluid in that space. I wanted to build something for myself, for the next generation. I wanted to share my ideas and to, you know, just be able to create something that I could say, you know, we've achieved this. Mm. We've achieved something something great. Listen, there's obviously no perfect balance, but the reality is, you know, I've read a lot about it. And if you want to do something, they always say the best time is actually yesterday, but the second best time is now, it's today. And
they always say
just start and the rest will follow. Yeah. So, I mean, coffee was always something that I loved. I loved it, just a good cup of coffee. And then the opportunity came to be involved in that space. And, I could say we went all in. Now, my wife's very supportive. And she said, you know, if this is your dream, go for it and let's see what we can do. And it feels like every day you've got to ask yourselves those questions on why you're doing this, you know, keep yourself motivated. But it's definitely a dynamic industry. It's definitely a dynamic and competitive space. But it's something that keeps us very motivated and I always just love going to have a good cup of coffee.
So young father to young father, you know, young millennial to young, between the two of us, like, how do you do it? How do you balance, you know, being a father, running a business, and all the other responsibilities, manage your household, you know, all the things that come with the modern day life that we all experience? Like, how are you doing it?
Yeah, the truth is there's no perfect balance. Like, yeah. I try, obviously, be present as much as possible in the family life. And I keep in mind that the fact that I'm building this, the reason is, you know, it's the reason behind is that there's a family behind me and they're supportive of it. But there are some opportunities you miss. Sometimes you're at work till late.
Sure, sure.
I mean, last night I was at work till about 10:30.
Wow.
But, you know, with some deadlines, some opportunities. But the truth is, no one's stopping me from going to watch my son's concert or... Mm. You know, my daughter's, no one stopped me from going to take my daughter to the park.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
You actually become your own obstacle in a way. But you've got to create the environment where the balance is there. And it's something that I can say that I'm still working on. I might throw the back to the question to you and ask you for the answer. But the truth is it's a hard balance.
It's a hard balance.
And it's a space that, you know, you've got to have a supportive family and a supportive structure.
That's true.
And... I must say, my kids get a bit of street cred when they hear that.
I love that, so true.
You know, can we get a brewski? All the friends come over. So, you know, while they get a bit of street cred, you know, I've got to give them as much time as I can.
That's amazing.
It's something I'm still, I think it's part of that every day. You never know what the day is going to bring. You know, like today, a coffee machine could break down in a shop and you've got to get it replaced or another hurdle might come. But, you know, in between that, we make time. If it means I lift here, I lift there, but I'm not saying I'm perfect. I'm definitely not, you know, as a father, but I'm trying to bring my kids into the business to help them, you know, grow within the business as we grow the business. So from my perspective, that's one of the spaces that they've really enjoyed. When they come to the office, they come and see the roastery. I mean, the other day, my boys came to the roastery and they watched our roaster just roast some of our blends and some of our single origin coffees. And for them, they loved that. So they're part of that journey as well.
I was about to say, when you've got your family in the journey with you, it does make a huge difference.
No,
and
definitely, yeah.
I think, you know, family plays a big role. And, you know, especially if you can get the kids involved at a young age, I mean, you've got them for life, I guess.
No, for sure.
I wanted to ask you, as you alluded to, like, you know, I know every single job has it. We have to put our fires every day. And I know that you actually have, literally, you have the skill set to put out fires. I know you're very involved in some other community organizations. Why is that important to you to be involved in the community space as well?
Yeah, the truth is a business and a person can only grow because of the community that they're in.
Sure.
We have a very special community in South Africa, a very unique community around the world.
Right.
And I think anybody in any community has a responsibility to the community. People actually say coffee's the community drink. And, you know, for us as a business, I've tried to build brewski around the community. We've got communal events such as brewski runs that we run every week.
Sure.
And different types of communal engagements. We've got a whole new program called Brewski Gives, which is coming up soon.
Oh, wow,
where we're going to be involved in communal initiatives. But we've tried to structure the business around the importance of community. But personally, community has been there for me, and I'll be there for the community. That's
spot
our goal.
On. Spot on.
Everybody has something to give. No one says you have to give millions of rands or dollars, but you have to give of your time. You know, yes, I mean, everybody should give, and if you do have those means, you should give. But the important thing is to always give what you have. And, you know, if it means you give of your time, give of opportunities to others, communal engagement is critical. And we should always encourage our children and the next generation to be
so
involved
true,
in that
so
space.
True. Let me ask you, if there's a young person now who's on an entrepreneurial journey and they're in 2 months, should I go for it? Shouldn't I go for it? Like, you know, I got a solid job right now. I'm in the corporate space, but you know what? I'm itching to get started at something. What's your advice to them?
The whole notion of AI has come up with some interesting ideas in the space, and it's something that I've thought a lot about. We use AI in our business in various spaces, but AI still can't make a coffee, not
good
yet
one.
At
true,
least.
True.
But there are coffee robots I've seen from the East, and they can make coffee pretty well.
Okay, so it's
but,
coming.
The biggest thing is that I was actually listening to a podcast, and the guy said that tradesmen are the new future because AI will never be able to do a tradesman's job.
It's true.
So tradesmen are your new millionaires, your future millionaires. But if somebody wants to start something, I think it's very good to see what skills you have.
Right.
Everybody has skills.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
Everyone must believe that they have skills because it's true. Everybody does have skills. And to take what skill you're good at, you know, and try something. Even if you started as a side hustle, You know what I'm saying? And with AI and the invent of all this modern technology, we've got the ability to be closer to the actual, if I could say, the finalization of an idea than ever before. It's very easy to build a business plan. It's very easy to do these things. But to actually go out and start, you know, I would say one is develop a small business plan. Don't create something massive. And then just to put into practice. You know, the world is your tester. Get your family to test it.
So true.
You know, I remember the first time we, I'm sorry to interject you there, but the first time we started with our coffee, we got our family around the table. We had our tuk-tuk and the whole family came and tasted the coffee. And that was actually our first experience. So it's just about starting as well. That's the advice that I was given. And it's something that I feel is beneficial to people wanting to start out. And yeah, just get it going and use the advances around us to help you succeed.
You know, you remind me of the fact that we're actually very blessed to be in this time of history right now, where we have access to this, you know, untapped technology, AI. And in a way, I mean, I might be wrong, but it's probably almost never been easier to start businesses and to get things going because of what we have at our fingertips. So
no, definitely.
I'm not suggesting that people stop what they're doing and quit their jobs and go all in, but I think we are at a time in history where it has probably been as easy as it ever has been, which is you know, we should be very, very grateful. If you just joined us, we are speaking to Joshua Gavronsky from Brewski, and we're talking about his entrepreneurial journey and fatherhood and how to balance life and entrepreneur ventures. And it's been a fantastic conversation so far. Josh, we're going to wrap up in a few minutes' time, but I wanted to quickly ask you some quick-fire questions. What is your favorite coffee?
My favorite coffee?
What's your go-to?
So I'll tell you how I started. Started with a latte. This is not a quick-fire response, sorry, but you're giving me the mark.
Take your time, I don't mind.
When I started, I think I went a bit smaller because this was as I started to learn about the coffee and the different flavors. So I would start with a massive latte.
Yeah.
Then I went down to a small cappuccino or a small latte, eventually into a flat white, and then into a cortado, and there's a drink called a magic.
Imagine
as
what's
well,
that?
Which is basically like a cortado, just with a bit more milk, and with a double shot as well, the double ristretto shot. So it's a delicious alternative as well to a cortado. And yeah, that's been something that I've been on. It's part of the Australian culture. Australians, they're
learning,
very strong.
Learning
in
a thing or two
culture,
from our
So they've developed the magic, and that's something that I've got really into. Listen, I love coffee and. Magic is where I'm at the moment.
Well, I'm looking forward to trying that for myself. Josh Gavronsky, it's been an absolute pleasure having you here in studio. Thank you for being my first guest on today's first show of The Inbetweeners. And we wish you all the best on your journey.
No, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity and always great to be at High FM. Thank you very much.